friends, this year should be a special schus for Aroni Marotzi Sheyichyu. And tomorrow night is the yortzeit of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, our Futner Zatzal, Baruch Hashem. We have been zoche to try our, I don't want to say our best, because I don't know if I've done my best, but definitely have tried over the years to spread his very beautiful and very unique and profound Torah. And he was really one of a kind. I mean, everybody is one of a kind, but some one of a kinds are more compelling personalities and thinkers than others. And it's just machaya to learn his Torah. So in the schus of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, we will continue studying his Torah and learning from him, hopefully for many years to come. Yusuf Sof Sof Dovavos Bekever, it's been 40 years now. And we're going to do Mitzvah Shem, we're going to look at the Maimer and Sefer on Shabbos on page Reish Hei, Maimer Tes Vav. We say every day in davening, Shakar Savram Shvosel Yitzchak V'Yamadel Yaakov V'Chog Yitzor B'Ritza Olam. So he was Kores with Avram, Ushvuasol Yitzchak, and he made an oath to Yitzchak, V'Amidel Yaakov L'Chog, and he stood it up for Yaakov as a chok, as a law. L'Yisrael, for the Jewish people, the Bris Olam is an eternal covenant. So Pshuto Shel Mikra, L'Chora tells us that there was no Shvua to Avram. Because what does it mean, Karas? So Shakaras Avram apparently means that he made a covenant with Avram. Shakaras Bris L'Avram and Shuasa L'Yitzchak. However, Be'emes, it's not true. And it's Mefurse M'chol HaTorah that there was a Shvua to all three Avos. And therefore we have to explain why the Pasuk Dafka says Shvuasa L'Yitzchak. There was a Shvua to Yaakov also, to Avram also. So why does it say Dafka Shvuasa L'Yitzchak? So what this apparently means is that there was no Shvua to Avram independently. The Shvua to Avram Avinu was Bahar Moriah after the Akedah, and included in this Shvua, in this oath, is Yitzchak, just like by the Nisayim HaKedah, both were included, both Avram and Yitzchak. And so Rashi explains on the Shvua, Ki varech avarechacha, bless, I will bless you, we darshan achas lab achas leben. One blessing for Abraham, one blessing for Isaac. So we see from this that even though the Haftachas were given to Avram Avinu independently, even before the birth of Yitzchak, nevertheless the Shvua, the oath that was given to Avram Avinu, could not have come before the Hiskalus, the fusion of Avram and Yitzchak into one unit. And Bivadai, we have to understand the Mahalach HaPnimi, the internal Mahalach of this Chiluk HaHaftacha Min HaShvua Eitzel Avram Avinu. So you have the Haftachat Avram Avinu, and then you have the Shvua that was only given afterwards when Yitzchak came around, and the Haftach and the Shvua were not given, the promise and the oath were not at the same time. The Shvua waited until after Akedas Yitzchak. The Ramban in Bereshit Pasuk Tazayin and the Ramban in Bereshit Vav Yudches teaches that the Adifus, the preference of a Shvua over a Haftach, an oath over a promise, is that a promise can be changed through a sin. A Shvua removes the suspicion that the sin will impact it. Once there's a Shvua, zarkmanisht, as they say in Portuguese, you don't have to worry anymore, because once there is a Shvua, that is misalekes es achshash, it removes the concern of Shema Yigrom HaChet, whereas Haftacha, the sin, can erase the Chet. The explanation is Lefi Erkenu, by first explaining Divrei Chachamim Masechet Shabbos, that MS is built from three letters. Aleph, the first of the letters, Mem, the middle of the letters, Tav, the last of the letters. We see from this that this binyan, this building of letters, reveals the special context, the special content of the Midah of MS. And the explanation is as follows. MS and its opposite relate to a person's Das. If the picture, the illustration of reality in a person's Das fits reality, it's Das MS. If the picture of reality in the Das of a person doesn't fit the Metzius, it is Das Sheker, or Das Muteis. It is false or mistaken knowledge, what they call in the modern jargon, fake news. Hishtalshuluta shel ha'dat b'toch ha'metziut. So the emanation of Das into the Metzius, again, Das is having the correct tziur, the correct picture in your mind, of reality. The emanation of Das into reality comes in three stages. Das is Nif'elas min ha-metzias, it is impacted by reality, and then it impacts reality. And in this way, it connects the active metzias with the passive metzias. Meaning, and to use the words of the Rav, hi nif'elet min ha-metziut, po'elet al ha-metziut, ubaofen ze mikasheret et ha-metziut ha-po'elet im ha-metziut ha-nif'elet. It is activated by reality, it activates on reality, and in this way it connects the activated reality with the reality that is active with the reality that is passive. When Das is Das Emes, Klomar, Shemitziut HaPoelet, Matima Im Tziur HaMitziut Shel Daat, when the Das is Das Emes, in other words, the Metzius that is active fits the Tziur of Metzius of Das, then the connection will be very good, and the passive Metzius, the Metzius HaNif'eles, the Metzius that is being activated by something else, will connect and join with the Metzius HaPoeles, with the active metzius. You have the active metzius, it goes into the brain, if the brain gives the correct picture, then the metzius hanif'eles, the way that it impacts the person, is going to be emes. And lehefech, if das is das mutes, if it's mistaken knowledge, and the picture of reality of the das, of one's knowledge, of one's understanding, does not fit metzius, that is cutting off the chain, and the metzius hanif'eles, the reality that is activated by the das, that's the Metzius HaNefeles. Remember, there's the Metzius HaPoeles, the Metzius HaNefeles al Das. The Das is impacted and then impacts. So it is not going to be correct, because you have the Metzius, you have the reality, and then the person has a mistaken vision of reality. He is, in a sense, delusional. And then that impacts his Das, but not according to the Emes. So then, now when the Das is impacted and goes to impact others, then it is not going to be al derech emes, that it's going to break the change. And therefore emes is built with three letters. The third one is the end of the letters that brings everything back to the beginning. And that shows that the emtza is true, because the only if the emtza is connected to the beginning, it can connect the beginning with the end. Only if the das is a das of emes can it connect the Metzius HaPoeles with the Metzius HaNif'eles. So again, you have the Metzius HaPoeles, then you have the Das in the middle, which is impacted by the Metzius, and then you have the Das being impacted, and the Metzius being impacted by that Das that is impacted. And then it starts again, it goes back to the beginning, because now we are in the world of truth. And how does it go back to the beginning? Because this Metzius HaNif'eles, this Das that was Nifal and now is being Poel, was Nif'eles, is now going to be Poel, is now going to be active, and then it's a Metzius HaPoeles. And then it goes back into the Das, and then that's impacted, and then there's a Metzius HaNif'eles by that Das, which is now Poel further. That is how I'm understanding this very deep concept. In the Midah of Emes, we also have this. That's the Midah of Emes in our world. In the Midah of Emes of Hashem, we have the same idea. That's what Rashi says. The Midah of Emes of Hashem is Ani Rishon v'Ani Acharon v'Ani Hu. I am the middle, I am the beginning, I am the end, I am him. Ani Rishon, that's Aleph. Ani Acharon is Tav. Vani Hu is Mem. In other words, the present of the world connects the plan for the world with the purpose for the world. So now we can understand beautifully Rashi, the beginning of Parashat Va'era, who explains the pasuk, Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lehem, lo negleitzei lehem b'midas ha'mitus sheli. I did not reveal myself to them with my Midah of truth, because I promised and I didn't fulfill the promise. In other words, since the Midah of Emes is connecting the end to the beginning, So the Shem Havaya, which is HaYehovah V'Yiyeh, which connects past with the future, with the clarity of the present, is a gilui of the midah of the emes of Hashem. Shmi Hashem lo nodati lo neglesi alehem b'midas amitus sheli. My midah v'amitus, what's Shem Havaya? Haya hoveh v'yiyeh. That the hoveh connects the past with the future. So that's the mem, that's the middle, which is the hoveh, which connects the past with the future. And if the promise has not yet been fulfilled, then there is no emes, because the future hasn't yet been revealed. And that's the same idea. You have the Metzias HaPoeles, that's the Avar, that's the past. And then you have the Das, the present, that's the Das being Kolait, absorbing that Metzias. And then, what is Nif'eles from that Das? That is the future. That is what is going to be in the future. And then again, that Metzias that was Nif'eles is now Poeles. Again, Aladas, which is then Nif'eles and Poeles, Nif'eles, and it's connecting past, present, and future, and that's what the Midah of Emes is. But in order to do that, you have to get to the Tuf. You also have to fulfill the promises. Now, there's a difference between a Haftach and a Shavua, that a Shavua is when you're Me'amet Dvarim, you make things true, you verify things with the name of Hashem, and that is the root of the koach of a shvua, to remove any chshash that a sin is going to cause trouble, even though the haftacha does not remove such a fear. When there is concern that the sin will impact the haftacha, that is true. There is no concern that a sin will impact the shvua. Once there is a shvua, there is an oath, there is nothing to worry about. Shvua, you're being me'amet, you're making something true, you're verifying the truth using Shem Hashem, otherwise it's not a shvua, as we've discussed in our discussions of Maseches Shavuos. And therefore, since we have this clarity, it doesn't matter whether the Shavuah was before the sin or after the sin. Just like there's no reason to be concerned when you have a Haftacha that a sin will cause it to, that a sin from before the Haftacha will cause this promise not to be fulfilled, right? If Hashem makes a promise and He says, I promise this, and there was a sin before the promise, then you don't have to worry about the promise, about the sin negating the promise, because the sin was made, the promise was made after the sin. But if the sin is done after the promise, then you're in trouble. But by Shavua, you don't have to worry, even if a sin comes after the Shavua, because sins do not negate oaths. So now we will move forward. Kilashon, Kanisuach, Ha Shagur Shel Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal U'mamshichim Anu Es HaKav Hala. And now we will move forward. Megayda Trit Viter, as they say in Spanish. By Avram Yitzchak we find the changing of their names. Avram went to Avraham, Yaakov went to Yisrael, but by Yitzchak we don't find that. By Avram and Yaakov we find that their names were changed. We do not find that Yitzchak's name was changed, and we can explain to ourselves this inyan based on a deeper understanding in the Madrigos of the Binyan of Knesset Yisrael, of how we were built by the Avos. Esav is called B'lashon Chachamim a Yisrael Mummer, an apostate Jew, and even though even in the Zera of Yaakov there could be Yisrael Mummer, nevertheless the Mitah of Yaakov is called a Mitah Shlema vis-a-vis the Mita of Yitzchak. Yaakov has a complete bed as opposed to Yitzchak, because from Yaakov there is a law, Yisrael Alpha Pishachat Yisrael, a Jew remains true no matter what, Kiloidech Men and Nidech Mobi's pushed away, Mashenkin Be'esav, who is called the Yisrael Mummer. In other words, he's a Mummer without the halacha of Alpha Pishachata Yisrael, because Be'emes he's Nifrad Legamre V'yotzim and Aklal Adarosav Alide Maisa Amara Shelo. When Esav is out, he is totally out. I'm saying gone. Esav and his descendants are gone. Jew, he can go far, but there's always, on some level, he's always connected to the Jewish people. So even though we call Avos only three people, and with Yaakov, the Darg of Avos of Knesset Yisrael ends, nevertheless, we can find Simanim of the Madregos of the Mahalach of Avos, that the Avos of Avram Avinu is that he was, each one is a different Madrega. Avram Avinu was Tchila Legeirim, he was the first Ger. Yitzchak was the first that was Kadosh Merechem, and he was the first that was circumcised after 8 days. Yaakov's fatherhood is that he was the first person in Klal Yisrael, in the Jewish people, and Am Yisrael, that from him on, nobody can completely ever leave the fold. As much as they may try, they're always going to be connected, they're always going to be responsible for their actions, they're still Jewish. But, and thus, we cannot separate them from the family with any ma'isam or any act of apostasy. The three-pronged cord will not quickly be snapped. And in a Lashon Ktsara, we can say, excuse me for using ancient Latin, Avram Avinu, der erste Gevariner, he was the first one who was Gevarin, he became a Jew. Yitzchak Avinu, der erste Gevariner, he was the first one who was born a Jew. Yaakov Avinu, der erste Farfallener, he was the first one that anyone who falls can't fall. And from the deeper content of these Madregos, you learn that it is impossible for this inyan of Shinui Shemos. Isaac could not have his name changed, even though they did change it. They changed it from Yitzchak to Isaac. But we know that Isaac is related to Yitzchak. But to be changed, like from Avram to Avram, and from Yaakov to Yisrael, that we don't have by Yitzchak. Because Shinui Shemos relates to their inyan in their Madrega of being fathers of Knesset Yisrael, of the Jewish people. And since the inyan of Yitzchak's fatherhood was that he was the first one who was Kodesh Merechem, so he was already born with his fatherhood. And therefore that can't be changed. That can't be changed. Because he was born, in other words, what's his avos? His avos was that he's a Kadosh Merechem. So since that's what he was born with, obviously if he's holy from the womb, if that changes, then he loses his avos, and that you can't have. Avram Avinu doesn't stop being an Av because he became a Ger. And Yitzchak Avinu doesn't stop being an Av because anybody who comes from him remains Jewish. But if Yitzchak's name, right, that's their Avos. And the name change didn't impact that. But if they were born with it, if Avram Avinu was born with, let's say, his Bris Milah, was born with his Geirus Kibiyachal, and then his name was changed, then we'd have a problem. If Yaakov was born with the fact that none of his children could ever completely leave the fold, then his name would be changed, we'd have a problem. But they weren't born with it, so we can change their names. Whereas Yitzchak was born, his fatherhood of Klal Yisrael is that he's holy from birth. If he changed his name, he loses that. That we can't have. So now we can understand beautifully the Besuras Leidaso Shel Yaakov. The Shvuah that was given to Avram Avinu is Mefurish in the Besuras of Yaakov's Leida. We find the Shvuah to Avram Avinu, V'yiraz Darachaz Sha'oivav, that your seed is going to inherit the gates of their enemies. And we see this also in the Baracha of Rivka before she got married to Yitzchak. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that this is a Haftacha on the birth of Yaakov, who is going to inherit the gate of his brother, i.e. that he who hated him from birth, Esau. So now we have this wonder on the Besuras Leida of Yaakov, B'shas Shavua, and not B'shas Haftachas HaZera. What's Pshat? That now there's a Shavua in Yaakov's birth. We already had a Haftacha. So, based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the Kedusha of the fatherhood that is special to Yaakov Avinu is parallel to the Adifus, to the preference of a Shavua over a Haftacha, because the Kedusha of the fatherhood of that is unique to Yaakov Avinu is Poel, activates the fact, causes, that there is no chshah shem yigrom hachet. In other words, boy Yaakov, you're looking at you're looking at a person, a tzaddik, that sin cannot cause anything to be changed. Because you sin once, you sin 1,000 times, er bleibt a yid, he remains a Jew. And that is exactly what a shvuah is, that no matter how much you sin, the shvuah is a good shvuah. So therefore, there has to be a besura of the leida of Yaakov b'shas hashivua. All we have it has to be that Yaakov Avinu is being oathed, is being sworn that he's going to be born. Because the idea of an oath is that no matter what, it can't go away. And that is the whole thing of Yaakov Avinu, that no matter how much his seed sins, they can never go away. So while Avram Avinu was promised seed earlier, but the explicit or almost explicit promise of Yaakov only came with a shavua, because that's the whole essence of Yaakov. So therefore there's an allusion to Yaakov's birth with a shavua, unlike a haftacha, where there is only a discussion of seed in general, but not Yaakov Avinu specifically. And the reason for this is because Yaakov relates to the whole idea, the concept of shavua is very Yaakov Avinudic. Because a shavua cannot be erased by sin, and Yaakov's seed cannot be removed from Klal Yisrael, even through sin. And with this, we go back to where we started. Just like the besur of the Leid of Yaakov was not b'shas haftachas hazerah, not when seed was merely promised, but rather when there was an oath, so to the idach gisa, on the other side, the shavua is only coming at a time that is fitting for the besura, for the tidings of the Leid of Yaakov. And since the besura, the tidings of the birth of Yaakov, relates both to Avram and Yitzchak, and the koach of the shavua fits specifically the koach of this besura, the shavua had to wait to be given to Avram Avinu when Avram and Yitzchak come together. That's what it says. Shekaras es Avraham u'shvuaso li Yitzchak. That it's Yitzchak, not just Yitzchak, but also Yitzchak. That Avram Avinu had to be given the shvua when Yitzchak came around. Why is that? Because the besura of his leida, of his birth, is shayach to both Avram and Yitzchak. Because we need three of us. And therefore, if it would just be given to Avram, then you'd only have two of us. So you need it to be given to all three of us. All three of us have to be included in this. Because that's really the binyan of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, only after there was a skalos, after the Akedah, this fusion of Avram and Yitzchak together, comes the besura of the Leida of Yaakov in the form of a shavua, as to say that now hachut ha-meshulash lo b'mehera yinasek, the three-pronged cord will never be broken. Now it's a three-pronged cord, and no Jew can ever completely leave the fold. And as we discussed in another shir based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, Yaakov, the hiskalus of their two midos, of Avon Yira, and he fuses the two together. And that is what our Avodas Hashem should be composed of. A lot of Av and a lot of Yira. So it makes sense that only after there's a Hiskalus of Avram and Yitzchak together, Ki Barecha Varechacha, I will bless both of you. And you will have this seed, this Yaakov, and he will bring your two midos together. And this was a Dover Nifla Me'od. And Emir Tzashem, hoping in the next shir, we have to explain the end of the Pasuk. We say this every day in davening, it's so kedai to... We've had a lot of shirim recently in Yanei Tefillah, so we really want to keep on that because it really enhances our tefillah when we know the omek of what we are saying. So we have to explain Vayamidel Liakov Lechok, LiYisrael LeBris Olam, LeMor Lecha Ten Eretz Kanan Chevel Nachalaschem, etc. So we'd like to discuss that. Hashem should give us life and health, and we should be Zoche Bekarov Mamish to, like Mordechai Ben David sings, that someday we will all be together, and we will all be as one. Moshe Rabbeinu, lead us to Eretz Yisrael, all the great exciting songs that they play at the end of every wedding in America. So We should be zocheh to that and to see the Avos HaKadoshim again, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. It'll be amazing. It'll be a simcha. So I really can't wait for that meeting again with our Avos HaKadoshim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.